Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Episode 18 of Screenbox Essential Picks. Episode 18. This means we've covered more than 30 titles on Screenbox. When I first started doing this series, I didn't know how long I was going to do it for. And going back and looking at all the things that we have highlighted and things that that I love now and may have found, you know, some new classics and ones I have to watch regularly, especially on Screenbox, is astonishing. And I really have to thank Screenbox for having such a amazing platform and just horror galore, you know. Their site is filled with so many things we haven't even scratched the surface. We have some really interesting ones that we're covering today. I'm trying to stick with the summer theme. We're getting towards the end of summer. Spirit Halloween has opened up near me, so I'm already in fall mode. I didn't post one, I think, last week because there was a bunch of other things I had to do. So this week, look out for two Screenbox Essential Picks to kind of make up for that. And now, as we're kind of winding down, getting away from summer, going into the spooky season, proper spooky season, and also very close to my birthday, which I'm really excited for, we need to start shifting gears a little bit. But I didn't want the summer to fly by without me including the actual summer flicks. And the ones that we're going to be talking about today is Cruel Jaws and Piranha 78. Let me make sure I'm getting that right. It is 78. Piranha 78, not the remake, the Joe Dante film. And before we start jumping into all that, I have a couple announcements and an ad or sponsor that I want everybody to listen to, and maybe you guys will be turned on to the product. But the first thing I want to talk about is what's happening, not this week, but the following week. August 16th is my event where I am showing Death Drop Gorgeous, Salem, Massachusetts, at Cinema Salem with the cast and crew. It's going to be absolutely fun. We have a short film called Last Night that is from Stained Glass and Bloodbath Productions that I'm excited to show everybody. I think it's its debut. So if anybody is in the Massachusetts or New England area, you guys want to come and get some stuff signed, get exclusive merch and stuff, especially from the Monster Makeup Crew, who is the casting crew of Death Drop Gorgeous and their new up-and-coming film that's in a few festivals right now, Saint Drogo. Come in, come hang out. They're going to have, I believe they teased that they're going to be having costumes that were used in the film that they are going to be having there, and they're going to be having their own merch. So a little bit of a plug for me. Anybody who wants to come out and enjoy a night filled of horror. It's a 3-hour event. There's a lot going on, meet and greet, short film, the actual movie, the Q&A that will be recorded just like I did for the last one for the show. It's going to be great at Cinema Salem, Salem, Massachusetts, August 16th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So I'm really excited for that one. And I also just put up the event page. Tickets are not on sale yet, but the event page or Pool Party Massacre with Drew Marvick, writer, director, and actor in Pool Party Massacre, and a bunch of other films. He's in The Barn 2, Murder Size. He's in that one that's coming up. I think that's in a couple of festivals right now. He's a great, great guy, friend of the show. We interviewed him not that long ago. So he's going to be there for that, and that's going to be September 28th. Tickets are not on sale, but they will be on sale the day of the Death Drop Gorgeous event. I'll have links down below for anybody who wants to RSVP or get your tickets. It's going to be a great time. So that's enough for my plugs, and right now I want to take one extra second to say thanks to our sponsor. Hello. Let's take a second to talk about our sponsor for this video, Dubby Energy. This is a drink that has helped me kick 100% all soda. I don't crave soda anymore, and if I try to go drink any soda, I get a really bad taste. Like, you can taste the syrup and all the sugar that's in there. But Dubby, it's like more water than anything else, so it's super hydrating. It keeps you hydrated, and it also gives you clean and very natural energy. There's no sugar, no fillers, no artificial dyes. It's just powder. You put it in a drink, shake it all up. There's a little ball inside that mixes up the powder with water, and you're good to go. It was a long time coming, honestly, for me to kick soda, because I was addicted to it, and I would have it almost every single day, multiple times a day. I still drink coffee, and that's something I don't think I'm ever going to kick, because I enjoy my coffee. And when I don't want, you know, an energy drink, and I want something, you know, a little bit bolder, I would have a coffee. And that also gives me a lot of energy, but not as much as this. But coffee, sometimes I can come down and I can crash pretty hard. But if you're looking for a nice, clean energy drink, try out Dubby. You guys will come on down very nice and smooth. No jitters, no headache, nothing. When I drink this whole thing of Dubby, I have about 5 to 6 hours worth of energy, and I come down very, very easily. So if you guys are in the market for trying something new, head over to Dubby and use our code BHOPOD for 10% off anything in cart. So if you want to go try it, they have free packs. You can get a shaker. If you like it, stick with it. And you can just keep using that code over and over again. And every time you do it, 10% off anything on their site. So thank you, Dubby, and thank you for everybody supporting the show. Welcome back. All right, so let's jump into this Screenbox Essential Picks, number 18. I was scrolling through this site, and I was like, I really need to get some summer titles. And they do have a summer section there. And I was like, you know, I'm going to scroll through this and see what pops out. I'm like, you know, was it July just happened? Everybody's going to be covering Jaws or, you know, like the Meg or any of that stuff. I'm like, what can we show that is an actual Jaws ripoff with some other ripoffs in it? And I had to pick Cruel Jaws. Let me go to IMDb. See what they have for the synopsis. I'll give you the rating. Cast and crew is really not that important in this film, because I think this is a direct-to-video. So we have the IMDb synopsis, very, very short, but I like it. It states, a huge shark terrorizes a beach in Florida, and the locals try everything to kill it. I mean, it takes a little bit for people to want to go and kill it, but yeah, it gets there. And the IMDb rating is 3.4 out of 10 with less than 2,000. And as always, let's go straight over to Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see if they have a different synopsis, because sometimes they do. This one says, a crooked landowner organizes a hunt or a man-eating tiger shark terrorizing a resort town. And the score here, there is no tomato meter because no critics have rated this, but there's an audience score of 20%, and that's 100 plus ratings. I don't know if we're gonna have any other added info on here, like budget or anything like that. We only have a streaming date, which is September 28th, 2020. Okay. Directed at by Bruno Mattei, producer John Kent. All right. So, what is there to say about Cruel Jaws? And why do I think this is an essential? I think it's worth watching just because of the straight-to-video feeling of this film and just how kind of crazy some of these characters are. It is a bit dated with some things that are said in this film, but they're also very ballsy for doing this one thing that happens multiple times, and I can't go without saying it. It's towards maybe the, I want to say the third act, when things start ramping up and people are finally going after the shark, even though everybody is denying them. There's dolphins that they are trying to protect, and the dolphins letting people know. There are people who get eaten, of course, and then you have really bad, well, not really bad acting, but it's like just above average for most of these. But the third act, this movie, and I don't know if they were ever like, not like attacked, but like if they were ever sent any like letters about why are you using this. They strictly rip off the Star Wars theme song, the opening theme, like when the credits rolling up, they have that as like the heroes are coming to kill this shark. And then they play it, I think, at the credits as well. And like, I was watching this, and then I heard that, I was like, wait, I gotta go back. Did they really just do that? And they did. And then like another like 5 or 10 minutes go by, and they do it again, and then they do it again, and then it's at the end of the movie. It's like, what the hell, dude? For effects on this, there's not a ton of things. I mean, a lot of things happen in the water. Of course, it is a Jaws movie. It is a water movie. But it definitely gives you that summer feel. And yes, they 100% ripped off the whole Jaws storyline about, oh, this greedy, you know, mayor essentially doesn't want anything to happen to this resort. They don't want to say anything. But you have the person who owns like this piece of, I don't even know. He has these dolphins. All right. So he has them for his resort, whatever. He takes care of them. He's got a daughter. And then we have that one character who's essentially the doctor who studies sharks and stuff and the aquatic life. So you have like all those tropes straight from Jaws. It gets kind of funny. People are like in helicopters and using machine guns and trying to fucking kill the shark. They eventually know it ends and whatnot. But it's a fun film. I don't want to spoil too much on it. Like as always with these films, I don't like to go into a full length review. But I really just had to highlight that they straight up ripped off Star Wars theme with a minor like variation in it. Like there is slightly a variation, but they still did it. And it's honestly worth watching just for that. So did I even say what year this was released? I want to say it didn't. Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes, don't fail me now. 1995, so this was definitely a direct-to-video film. But go check it out. Add it to your end-of-summer watches if you haven't watched it already. I'm pretty sure there is a cult following for this film. I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure that there is one out there. So go check out Cruel Jaws. Now, to go to, I guess you can also kind of call this a Jaws ripoff. But I always forget, did this come out before or after Jaws? I'm pretty, yep, this came out after Jaws. So, Piranha, 1978, directed by Joe Dante. Everybody loves Joe. I mean, how could you not like Joe? One second. All right. IMDb plot. Here we go. When flesh-eating piranhas are accidentally released into a summer resort's rivers, the guests become their next meal. So you kind of have the same thing. This time, it's not a shark. It's piranhas. And this movie is so self-aware of like what it is. There's a lot of topical points that are even still, you know, relevant to today. It's a very modern film that's not modern, if you know what I mean. Joe's kind of always had those undertones of like of political shit in there, and also a lot of satire, obviously. A lot of satire. It is a Roger Corman film as well. He did produce this. Let's see what Rotten Tomatoes has to say. Do you have a different synopsis? Yes, so they do. It says two people unwittingly free a mad military scientist's mutant fish near a summer camp and resort lake. No budget, which is kind of weird, but we do have the theater date, which was July 3rd, 1978, and then streaming was May 3rd, 2008, with an hour and 32 runtime. Ugh. Alright, IMDb, what do you got for a score? They have a 5.9 out of 10 with 23,000 reviews. Okay, I would probably rate this a little bit higher than that. I'd probably go like 6.5 if I was going to actually review this and give you a legit score. That's probably what I would say. But Rotten Tomatoes, Tomato Meter, not certified fresh, with 27 reviews, 70%. The audience score with 10,000 plus ratings is 49%. So yeah, it's just it's right there. It's definitely a above average film, I would say. You know, it follows this essentially missing person agent. I guess, you know, someone sends like they're friends of two people who die at the beginning of the film are sent something to this agency where they have to be sent out, and it's you follow the lady, you meet a man who's a drunk who has a daughter at this resort or camp essentially down at the end of the river, and then you have this plant and mutant piranhas. But piranhas, you know, they're already flesh eating fish anyway. They are vicious. There was a remake, and there's Piranha 3D as well, so there's other things in this universe that have happened. And it's a Joe Dante film. I love Joe Dante. His films are great. I mean, you got like Gremlins, you got The Howling, and so many other ones. Toy Soldiers, which is something I fucking loved growing up. That movie, that's like true nostalgia for me. If I need to throw on like a nostalgia boost movie, it's Toy Soldiers. Piranha I kind of got into late in the game, but it's a film that I think everybody needs to watch at least once because it is a classic. It's, you know, it kind of really sparked his career and helped him branch out after doing things like Roger Corman and everything. So it's a must watch in my opinion, and it's on Screambox. So, I mean, it's great comedy or super satire. It's great. Complete opposite of Cruel Jaws. So go check these two films out. They're great. They're great. Now, my viewing suggestion would probably be watch Cruel Jaws and then go right into Piranha. So that way you can have a laugh with Cruel Jaws and then you can continue laughing into Piranha. Both, you know, well, Piranha is a good film. Cruel Jaws is, it's more of a, I want to put on something really stupid and listen to the Star Wars theme get ripped off. But go check these two films out. And as I said earlier, All the links for the events are going to be down below. Check out our sponsor. W is the great. These guys keep me going, seriously. I mean, do I have a coffee right here? Then I got this to back it up and rehydrate me. So if you're somebody who likes to be energized and rehydrated at the same time, check out W. They are amazing, amazing, amazing. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please go watch these films. Let me know what you think below. We're approaching number 20 for Screenbox Essential Picks. And I'm trying to think of something really, really cool that we can do. But we'll see. Thank you guys so much for being here and supporting the show. We've been growing a lot over the past 2 months. And I owe it all to everybody who tunes in every single week. I know that release scheduling has been a bit off, but with juggling all these other things with live events, work, and trying to plan out to watch these films on top of other films I need to watch, and also interviews that are going to be coming out very, very soon, I'm excited for everything that's coming out and for you guys to tune in. Thank you. Support Screenbox. Support us. We'll see you guys on the next one.